The wave medium, a horizontal spring, extends left to right across the screen. A single upward pulse enters from the left and travels along the spring to the right. As the pulse moves, each section of the spring only moves up and down. The disturbance travels left to right, but the material of the spring does not. Several pulses pass along the spring. They differ in height, width, and overall shape. Despite these differences, all the pulses move along the spring at the same steady speed. The wave speed depends only on the medium, not on the size or shape of the disturbance. Arrows appear showing vertical distances measured from the spring's equilibrium position. The length of each arrow shows the amplitude of the wave. Amplitude is the maximum distance the medium is displaced from the equilibrium. A taller pulse has a larger amplitude. The wave now becomes a smooth repeating sine wave that travels to the right. This regular repeating pattern is called a harmonic wave. A single point on the spring is highlighted. As a harmonic wave passes, the same point moves repeatedly up and down through a fixed cycle of motion. One full cycle consists of moving up, returning through equilibrium, moving down, and returning again. The frequency of the wave describes how many of these cycles occur each second. A clock-like indicator appears near the oscillating point. As the marked point completes each full cycle, a stripe is added to the clock face. The angular spacing of the stripes indicates the wave's frequency. A horizontal bracket appears beneath the spring. It marks the wavelength, the distance over which the wave pattern repeats in space. The bracket spans from one crest of the wave to the next crest. Multiple wavelength markers appear along the spring to show the repeating pattern. As one full wavelength passes the marked point, the point completes exactly one full cycle of motion. One cycle in time corresponds to one wavelength in space. The repeating pattern in time and the repeating pattern in space are linked by the wave's velocity. An equation appears. Wavelength multiplied by frequency equals wave speed. The wavelength lambda times frequency f equals velocity v. In words, distance per cycle multiplied by cycles per second equals distance per second. This relationship applies to all harmonic waves. The wave changes to have a longer distance between crests. The wavelength markers become longer. The oscillations occur more slowly. Longer wavelengths correspond to lower frequencies. The wave now has crests that are closer together. The wavelength markers shorten. The oscillations occur more rapidly. Shorter wavelengths correspond to higher frequencies.